concerns I have are simply that we are taking the lid off of the controls that the NCAA has had on athletic expenditures for a number of years, and all it's going to do is put increasing pressure on all kinds of programs across the country. Whether you're the Big Ten or whether you're a smaller conference, it's all going to be about keeping up with your neighbor. And everybody's going to be trying to outspend each other. If this legislation passes the way it was proposed, there are some issues regarding the ability of athletic programs now to pay for entertainment expenses of families who accompany students. I think this is going to look awfully much like pro football and pro sports when it comes to the ability of programs to spend. And the current limits haven't been perfect, but they're certainly better than taking the lid off as this legislation proposed.
Well, and not only to spend, but I guess to compete. I mean, you're going to have the top conferences, the Power Five conferences, I guess, presumably, have more for scholarships, keeping them at school, and even, I understand, like, hire an agent.
Yeah.
So, and you're speaking from a school that has had some good football teams, but could hurt your competitive edge.
Yeah, you know, I may be speaking for Boise State, but I'm also speaking for many programs in the Big Ten. And even in the SEC, there's disagreement. If you talk to certain presidents, I understand, and athletic directors, they're very much concerned that Alabama can outspend Vanderbilt and Mississippi State. And even the University of Illinois, when you put it up against some of the competition they have in the Big Ten, who knows whether it's going to be that easy for the University of Illinois to compete as well. So I don't think this is just about the little schools versus the big schools. This is about putting a bad habit in practice, simply allowing for this incredible expansion of athletic program expenditures. And we already have excessive coaches' salaries. I can't imagine why we need to go any further than this. But again, it's those powerful coaches and these conference commissioners, they're the ones that are pushing this, simply trying to move us closer and closer to professionalism. And I just happen to be a big believer in amateur athletics, and even though it may not look as amateur as it did years ago, it certainly is better than what's about to come into practice here.
So it's also, like you said, the better schools that are maybe within a conference or maybe a powerhouse school that, I guess, not a cap placed on something. Like you mentioned the comparison between Alabama and the U of I. So you could outspend somebody that you play against.
And I mean, I've heard, for example, that in the Big 12, there's been some internal discussions among presidents because some of those Big 12 schools simply don't have the funds that others do. Every school is different when it comes to how it raises its money for its athletic programs, what kind of limits the state or the state board imposes on athletic spending. We have fairly significant limits on our athletic spending by our state board, and I consider that a good thing. But on the other hand, it just forces us to raise more money in the private sector. And that's what's going to happen. It's just going to ramp up the fundraising. Fans and donors and boosters can expect to hear more from their athletic programs because these athletic directors are going to be under great pressure. And then they'll pressure the presidents into going along. And I'm just disappointed that the university presidents who are sitting around that Division I board didn't spend as much time thinking about how to control and limit the arms race in athletic spending as opposed to just giving in and submitting themselves to this new legislation, which takes the lid off.
Have you had any discussions with other, I don't know if you're still in touch with any educators and presidents in Illinois or others that you would, schools you'd be more familiar with now where you are, that would have had a say in this today?
As a member of the Mountain West Conference, we have a vote on the board. And, of course, the conference is fully cognizant of the fact that this legislation was going to pass. And as a matter of fact, there's another issue. One of the reasons why this legislation passes when it comes to the autonomy that is now given to the Power Five conferences and anybody else that wants to go along is the fear that these power conferences were going to break out and create a Division Four. And that, of course, was anathema to these other schools. I'm not convinced that it would be that bad of a deal. I think if a group of conferences or a group of universities want to move in this direction, they should just call themselves professional and disassociate with the university and quit trying to play this as some kind of a vital part of American higher education. Every day that goes by that legislation like this is passed, as far as I'm concerned, athletics becomes less and less a justification of American higher education.
Any hope that this I know that there's a couple months here where these schools weigh in, any chance for an override?
I have no idea because I don't sit on the board. I certainly hope that presidents will take a good look at some of the language in the proposal, some of the expenses that are going to be allowed under this legislation. I'm not sure everybody's read the fine print, and perhaps if presidents really look closely at just how much this allows those power conferences to spend and then the pressure that puts on everybody else, that ought to give pause to somebody. But again, I don't sit on the board, and I have no idea where this is going.